An agreement to end the long-running desegregation case involving three Central Arkansas school districts in the state came in at number three. Arkansas has been paying about $70 million a year since 1989 in an effort to have racially balanced schools. Chris Heller is an attorney for the Little Rock School District and spoke after a hearing in November where a judge gave the deal a preliminary approval.
Yeah, I think it's a good day for everybody. I'm looking forward to final approval. It's good to see all the school districts in the state, the Joshua interveners, and the teachers all together pulling for kids.
The deal would phase out payments over 3 years. That was deemed better than an abrupt end, which the state was asking a judge to order. Days before a hearing on that request, the deal was announced, which included Joshua interveners. The group advocates on behalf of black children from poorer areas and was represented in the case by John Walker.
It's better for us to agree if we can than for the court to decide. It's not desirable, in my opinion, for us to continue to go down the path that we have gone for years more. What we're looking for is some degree of certainty so that children can finally really achieve well and be relieved of some of the oppressive burdens that they now face.
A fairness hearing later this month could lead to final approval. The second top story of the year, the rupture of the Pegasus pipeline in Mayflower, spilling hundreds of thousands of gallons of raw crude near Lake Conway. It happened on Good Friday in March. It was a story we repeatedly updated throughout the year as lawsuits were filed by the state and federal government as well as homeowners in the area. Here's one of my reports from the days immediately after the spill. Officials from ExxonMobil and local leaders walked reporters through the neighborhood as workers in yellow hazmat suits continued the cleanup. Faulkner County Judge Alan Dodson is among those overseeing it.
All right, so here we are at the scene of the rupture. In the background, you'll see the site. It's in the general vicinity of the orange tape, and you'll see workers excavating oil-soaked soil.
Residents of the 22 homes in the upscale neighborhood are still only being allowed brief visits back to pick up needed supplies. Jennifer Whittington lives across the street from where the rupture occurred.
I was here, and I heard something. It was a big pop or a loud bang sound, and I didn't think anything about it. About 5 minutes later, I left to go pick her from school, and I pull out and I see the river of oil.
9 months later, the Pegasus pipeline remained shut down. A report eventually determined original manufacturing defects in the 65-year-old pipeline were to blame for the rupture. Central Arkansas Water and local leaders don't want it restarted, or if it is, they want it moved out of the watershed that provides drinking water to 400,000 people in the region. The top story of the year was the decision by the Republican-led Arkansas legislature to expand health insurance coverage using the so-called private option. It allowed federal dollars to be used for lower-income Arkansans to get private insurance through an exchange. KUAR's Nathan Vandifer covered debate among lawmakers filing this report in April.
Though several spoke for it, House Republicans wanted to make it very clear that their plan to provide private health insurance to Arkansans making up to 138% of the federal poverty level with federal money originally intended for Medicaid is not an endorsement of the Affordable Care Act.
I hate Obamacare more than anybody in here.
Representative Charlie Collins, a Republican from Fayetteville, said he's been through the emotions of despair and anger and is now ready to bargain to improve the Affordable Care Act.
I've been stunned by the Fed's willingness to give us the flexibility that's been given to us in this plan.
Much of the debate was about convincing lawmakers who are on the fence.
Members, this is probably going to be one of the worst against speeches you've ever heard because, in fact, I'm actually for the bill, but I'm going to be voting against it today.
Andy Mayberry, a Republican representative from Hensley, went on to explain his predicament, which is similar to many other Republican lawmakers.
My concern with passing this right now is that I have been contacted by untold numbers of my own constituents who have said, vote no, vote no, scream no.
A 3/4 vote was needed to fund the private option, with the proposal eventually being signed by Governor Beebe. But as we head into 2014, there is talk by some lawmakers of revisiting and attempting to revoke the private option. The fiscal session begins in February. With a look at the top stories of 2013, I'm Michael Heplin, KUAR News.